You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Unity Talks on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh. This show talks about everyday life from a biblical perspective. If you would like to be on the show or have a topic you want to talk about, you can email me at unitytalks1@gmail.com. Again, that's unitytalks1@gmail.com. You can also email me if you have a talent you want to showcase. We'll be glad to have you on the show. Just email me and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. If you do have a talent, I would love to hear it. Rapping, singing, whatever it may be that is good to hear. We'll be sure to put you out on air. This past 15th of January of 2025 was Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. King. I have always admired Dr. King and what he stood for and what he stands for. I celebrate him on his birthday, not the date that the government and man tell you is that we should celebrate him. I celebrate him on his birthday. I like to also thank God for January 20th, the inauguration of our new president, Donald Trump. And I thank God for former President Joe Biden. Listen, us as a people, we need to stop being mad for who chose to perform at the inauguration. Nelly, Snoop Dogg, whoever it was, we cannot fight these people because they wanted to sing a rap at the inauguration. It's an honor. Now let's get to what we're going to talk about. The continuation of defeating obstacles. Last week we talked about timing is a way to defeat obstacles. Y'all remember last week we talked about timing is a way to defeat obstacles. This week, and I remember I told y'all this week, we're going to talk about patience. The word patience means suffering, enduring or waiting or consistency. Today we're going to go to James chapter 1, verse 2 through verse 3. Verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now watch this. Watch what he says. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So now we got to understand that since patience is consistency, or it is actually being in a place of just of suffering or enduring, or the one scripture says long suffering. So what he is telling us is that we got to learn how to understand that we need patience to be able to live in the time we're living in. We need to have mental patience. We need to have mental, got to be patient in our seeing. Because watch this, sometimes you can see so fast that you end up missing what you need to do, or you end up missing whatever's in front of you because you're not paying attention with your eyes because you're impatiently, watch this, impatient. Some people drive and they take their phones and they're always on their phone, which is a distraction, which is the opposite of patience. Because whenever you're distracted, you're not patient. You're rushing, or you're trying to learn or find out something that you think is important to you at the moment. So patience has its place. Us as Christians, us that serve God, is waiting from the promise of Jesus to come back to bring us to a heavenly place that we can live and reside with peace, joy, and happiness, because the Lord knows that on the earth that we're living in, we're in so much pain and anguish. Just recently, here in California, in LA, we had fires. We had people losing their homes. And it doesn't, what God allowed us to see in this, if we pay attention to it, he allowed us to see, it doesn't matter how much money you got. It doesn't matter how who you are. Obstacles come to everyone, but you got to know how to defeat them. But most times we got to learn how to see according to what is beneficial and not what we think we need, right? So patience is so important that patience produces joy when you are walking in your season. Remember timing and remember seasoning. Remember Issachar, children. They was ones that understood the timing. Now we got to understand the timing, but we got to be patient even though we understand the timing. We got to wait for our movement. We got to see how the wind blows before we move. Matter of fact, the Bible says it this way. The Bible says, what manner men of you that are going to build a tower that don't sit down first and count up the cost? Which means you got to be patient before you try to do the work. You never put the cart before the horse, because the cart cannot lead and guide the horse. The horse has to be before the cart to be able to guide the horse, be able to guide the cart and whatever you may have, whatever substance you may have, whatever food you may have on it. The horse can lead and guide you to be able to take it where it needs to go because it's strong enough to carry it. But we got to be able to use discerning spirits. Watch this. Here go patience. In patience, we got to be able to gain discerning spirits. We got to be able to discern not only the times, but we got to discern who are in our life that's not beneficial for the moment. I listened to an apostle friend of mine that he talked about, well, an apostle, where he talked about how don't, in this season, let go of everything that's potential. Because potential does not help introduce or produce anything in your life. What potential does, watch this, potential only can be a dead weight on you or in your way, which is another obstacle, but you got to learn how to be patient. Because watch this, with that potential, it's two things that can happen. One, it either watch this, it's going to draw away from you because you headed somewhere and it's going to fall off because it can't keep up. Or you're going to teach it and you're going to be the example in front of it and it's going to follow you, which means you got to be patient in the midst of what you're trying to produce. In other words, if you're going to be something special, watch this. If you're going to be something special, you got to learn how to be patient. If you're going to produce anything special, you got to learn how to be patient. Because patience is the work of our faith, which means faith is the father of patience. Because without patience, it's going to introduce, watch this, it's going to introduce us being in a rush. Last week, I got busy on work that I have to do. This week, God allowed me to sit back and wait. My wife made me on yesterday go to the doctor, and I don't like going to the doctor. One, because you sit there too long. But I don't like going to the doctor. And I got up and walked away because they took too long. The doctor appointment 11:30 is almost 12:30. And they called me back there to check some vitals and take my vitals and stuff. But my blood pressure is high. And it was a blessing that my wife took me. She wasn't controlling. But in my mind, I put it in my mind that my wife is controlling me to make me go to a doctor that I don't want to go to. And God spoke to me as clear as I'm talking to you. He said, you tell her what to do with things and she does it without question. He said, why can't you do this thing here? Because it's needed. God been told me to go to the doctor, but I didn't go. Now watch this. So now, because I was patient in the midst of trying to be frustrated and try to make my wife an obstacle, the obstacle couldn't stand in my way because at that moment, God gave me to be patient, learn how to stand still and wait to see what the end going to be before you get frustrated and throw in the towel. I was sitting in the back. We was there for 2 hours. I got in the back, and the doctor took too long to get into the room. And when he got into the room, I knew he was a man that served God because I seen the Spirit of God come in before he came. He came right after I told my wife. I said, this doctor coming. They're going to be here soon. He came in. He began to speak. He was laughing at me. What is wrong with you? Why haven't you got checkup? And when something bad happened, I never go back to the doctor to get checked up on. But what I've learned in the midst of all of that, be patient. Wait, I didn't have an answer to answer him. He told my wife, make sure he get back here. Because what happens is we sometimes get so impatient that we don't want to take time to even make sure we're healed. We don't want to make sure that we are taken care of because we are constantly running. We constantly have stress. We constantly are impatient. And we get so impatient, God is saying, I need you to slow down because your body is telling you to rest. But you can't rest because you feel what you got to do is more important because you feel it ain't going to be an obstacle to me. But it will become a destructive obstacle if you don't deal with it because you don't know how to defeat it by being patient. Because when I took my asthma pump, man, my body felt so much better. I felt tingly, and my wife said, that's a good thing, it's working. So what we got to learn is that if I'm going to be patient, if I need patience, God is going to put us through multiple things that we have to learn how to wait. And waiting is suffering. Why is it suffering? It's suffering for this reason here. Waiting is suffering because you want something right now. You know how little babies and little children act and you don't give them something at the time they want it. They start throwing a tantrum. Most of us as adults throw tantrums. And then we start blaming. Watch what we blame. We start blaming obstacles that's in our way. We start blaming everything that we have put in the way. Even down to some of us don't know how to, we know the time, but we don't know how to work time. We don't know how to make time exist and work for us. We don't know how to be patient, because when you're patient, you can see clearly how to make time work. You can see clearly how to make time move, because time is still. Now, somebody said, what you talking about? Time is forever moving, but time is actually still. And because we don't see that it's still, we look at the ticking time. Actually, every hour is still. The only time, only thing that is moving are the seconds. So which means now, I'm not just going to worry about the minutes. I'm not going to worry about the hour. I'm going to make the seconds I have effective, because I've been patient enough to understand that it's the seconds that's important that empowers the minute or the hour. Watch this. Seconds empower the minute. Minute empower the hour. And I got to learn how to be patient, because when I'm patient, it's not the hour that I need to work in. It's the seconds I need to learn how to begin to use what I use that to introduce who I am or introduce what I need to do. In other words, I got to know everything down to the second. No, I have to know the second up to the hour, because if I understand that movement, I will understand that timing, and watch this, time and seconds and minutes operate and make up seasons. And if I understand that, because I sit down patiently and I watch as well as pray, that's what patience tells you. Watch as well as pray, because many times we can be watching, but we're not praying while we're watching, or we're praying, but we're not watching. The Bible says pray without ceasing. But when we keep on praying without a clear direction of prayer, without a clear purpose of prayer, we pray amiss. In the book of James, it says many of us pray, but we pray amiss. You can pray every day, 2 hours, 3 hours, 20 hours, but still miss the mark, because you don't understand patience, and you don't understand seconds, and you don't understand minute, and you don't understand the hour. So when I understand this, every second something has happened, and that makes up within the hour it happened. And we got to learn how to be patient and wait for the movement of God, and wait for the wind to blow in the direction they need to go in. For instance, I keep telling my wife, I want to leave California. I want to leave. But then I also have this notation. I have moved my whole entire life. I've been from place to place. I need to stay still and wait. Now, the reason I want to leave California, because I feel like it's too hard. Which means, what that means is, I'm telling on myself, what that means is I'm not waiting on God to move me. I'm trying to move things myself. And the people that I see and the people that I'm dealing with is the people I think is good for me. But 9 times out of 10, sometimes what's my problem is that I'm watching too closely to what others are doing and not paying attention to what God is moving in my life. Watch this. So I had to learn how to wait. That's why obstacles and things got so hard. Wait on God. The Bible tells us, he said, wait on the Lord. You shall renew your strength. You shall run and not faint. You see, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, he says, and you shall mount up as eagle wings, which means it's going to be a time that you soar over what you have to soar over, and you're going to arrive to your destination, not Not, watch this, not on time, not before time, but it on the exact time, which means you're going to move and be there at God's timing, which means because I've learned how to be patient in the midst of little things. I've learned how to be faithful. See, when you are faithful over little things, that's because you learn how to be patient with what you got. That's what Paul said. I've learned wherever state I am to be there with content. I learned how to be content if I'm abound. I learned how to be content if I'm abased. I learned how to be content if I don't have. I learned how. And I was talking to one of my big brothers today, Apostle Corey. And as we was talking, I was telling him how it seems like when it comes to the things of God in the church, I never lack. I'm never struggling. I don't have a problem with it. And God is moving like crazy. But it's my personal life where everything is going haywire. And what I learned when I was talking to him is that's because I'm not patient and I'm not thankful in the midst of being patient. See, because God gave us a place. I got upset because the house that gave us the lease and then took the house from us. And I got upset about that. And then I got upset because we went out to an apartment and then they gave the apartment to somebody else. And I ain't going to do this. And my wife is quiet the whole entire time through the whole process. I'm getting upset at my wife because she's not speaking. But she's not speaking because she's calm about the situation. Because guess what? We still got a place. We still got an apartment. And not being thankful because I'm trying to move forward to have what I want in the earth. But when it comes in the earth, am I prepared for it? Some of us got to understand the obstacles that we're fighting is, am I prepared what comes to me? Because if I'm not prepared, then I can mess up. Yes, Lord, I will. So watch this. TBN is offering, gave me a contract for me to promote my, republish my book through TBN. And as I'm sitting here, I got offended with the guy because he's telling me I got to do things at a certain period of time the way he say do it and how we got to be done. And I got upset and I was about to say I'm already a published author and I'm going to just stay with the company I'm at. But now understanding that TBN is a bigger platform and this is God's door. And some of us don't understand God's door because we get impatient. Or we feel like somebody is doing us wrong or somebody is coming against me. And I had to sit down and wait for God to show me in my spirit, don't move from this. Then I went and looked over the contract. And when I looked back over the contract, listen, sign it, date it. Date it at the time you want to start it. See, watch this. When you're patient, you can see clearly. When you're angry, you can't see nothing. Because anger, watch this, displaces patience. Anger pushes patience out the window. Because what anger does, it rushes you to judgment. When you rush to judgment, you always make the wrong mistake. There's so many people that wish when they're that's in prison or in jail that they would have thought and been patient to see the situation and thought it out before they made a move. Patient means you are in a place of stillness and quietness and you're not moving before you have to move. There's a man staying in my complex. I honor him. I don't know his name, but I like him. I honor him because he's patient. He's calm. He's gentle. And I've never seen him upset or roused. Even if something is arousing around him, he's still calm and gentle. And I was like, God, I need that gentleness. Just because you saved and anointed and who you are, you still can learn from anybody. See, because many of us got to understand, in patience, it's your gentleness that actually works. In your patience is your gentleness. Watch this. In your patience is your calmness that causes you to triumph. You can't triumph if you're always fighting the problem. I was telling my wife last night, I'm done fighting problems. And I'm about to share something with you. I'm done focusing on what the devil's doing. Because honest to God truth, he's not doing no more than what I'm allowing him to do. Because I'm the one not patient. Do you not know patience is power? Yes, it might be suffering, but it is power. It's power to tread over serpents. It's power to understand. Because watch this. It's power in such a place that when you look at the problem, you will understand that the problem don't have power, more power than Jesus, and it don't have more power than me. Because what I learned is that Satan is a coward. He will always fight you. I know I'm on the radio. I know that I'm on social media, but I got to talk the way God give me. Can I share some of you that the Satan is a coward? He got to come in twos and threes to fight you. But you got to understand, he always fights you by yourself because he's a cow. He got to isolate you. But when you understand that he might isolate you, yea, though they slay me, yet will I serve him. Which means now I might be on attack on the outside, but on the inside, that's where my calmness got to be, because what's on the inside can calm the storm. Watch this. When Jesus was on the ship and he was asleep, and he said, peace be still, because everybody else with the flesh was scared. But the spirit is actually what the spirit was willing. Where the flesh was weak, the spirit was willing, which means the spirit of God was at peace while he was in the ship and the storm was raging. And some of us don't understand that if I learn how to go to sleep in the storm, which means I'm patient in the storm, that when I arise, the spirit that's in me already got power over the storm, but the storm got more power than me when I focus on the storm. Come here, Peter. Peter stepped out of the boat in the spirit realm as a natural man. But because he got impatient, because he had to be curious to see what's around him other than walking straight to Jesus, he had to see, how am I walking on this water? This is something crazy, because human nature cannot do this. But he began to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus. And this is what we got to understand. When I'm patient, I don't have to wait and see what's going on. Not only am I not paying attention to the devil, but I'm not paying attention to the good that's happening in my life. Because many of us get in a rush because we see what's good happening. See, sometimes our blessings can just be just as bad as the curse or the problems we're going through. Because we are so busy caught up with the blessing that we end up missing God, because God is not trying to expose what we got. Let me get out of this a little bit, because some of this is when I'm preaching Sunday. However, God don't want us to expose everything we got. He don't want us to be so loud that we miss him and we start putting what we got before him. In other words, I got to learn how to be patient even in receiving. I got to be patient, and watch this. I got to be patient in receiving, and I got to be patient in losing, and I got to be patient in giving. I got to know which ground to plant in, because every ground is not conducive to planting in. You know that, right? So you got to be patient. And sometimes the best ground to toil in is what need to be tore up. The fallowed ground is the best ground you can plant in. Now, some might say, you crazy. But that's the ground, because you have to work it. You got to work it soft. You got to do the labor for that seed to be planted. And because it's good soil underneath the hardness. And some of us got to understand, people are hard and some things in our life are hard, but we got to keep on digging down deep. And the more we keep digging, the more we keep on working the ground, the more we keep on working it, we'll eventually be able to reach good soil to plant in. And some people that come in our lives is because we had to learn how to toil over what's already hard, but underneath it is something good. And if you learn how to be patient and understand that this is the ground I need to toil in, just because it look hard doesn't mean I should move. Just because it look hard doesn't mean I should run. Because it got to be able to be toiled. We have to be able to tear up the fallowed ground, tear up the hard surface that we can get underneath. I heard God say, he said, don't you throw away this diamond. Because most of us can receive a diamond. My wife is a diamond. But when you look at her at the surface, it's not a diamond. But when you look underneath, there's nothing but a diamond underneath. Because what happened is, you can look at a person's hard surface and never think, and I want to get away from this, I want to throw in the towel. But sometimes you need to stay the course with the person you're with, because sometimes the person you're with that God chose is a diamond, and you don't know that it's a diamond because, watch this, because it looks like coal. Santa brung me coal. God brung me coal. No, he brung you what you need to work on to make it into the existence that God wanted to be and what it wants to be. Because 9 times out of 10, the person want to be what you're saying about them, but they just don't know how to be it, because life is also hard, and then you hard as well. Because you saying, I got to work this way. It got to be worked like this. And that's where we mess up, because we're not patient. We're not patient with the hard thing. We're not patient. We're looking for everything to be easy. But if God wanted to be easy, he'd have gave it to me. But he's not giving you easy. He's giving you what you need. But you got to learn how to wait patiently to understand it. You got to understand the problem to be able to work the problem. Because watch this. If you understand the problem patiently, you will be able to get to the equation or get to the solution of the problem if you learn how to be patient to see. And before you can see, you got to also be able to listen and hear and know that you're not the only one that's right. See, some of us get so impatient that we think we're the only ones right. I'm the only prophet that's right. I'm the only apostle that's right. I'm the only educated person that's right. And that's 9 times out of 10, that's not true. You're not the only one that's right. There's others that's just as strong as you are. But you don't know that because you're too caught up in you. Or you too caught up in holding on to the wrong people. Or you too caught up in pushing away people that is meant for you because they look hard and you don't understand that you might be the change they need. Patience. Faith has been tried. And you can have all faith with no patience. And you made faith none of void. And us that are saved don't understand that if you don't operate by faith, you're operating in sin. Watch this. You can operate in doubt and still in you sinning. Because you don't have faith. The Bible says without faith is impossible to please God. And one scripture says if you don't have faith, and I'm paraphrasing, then you are sinning because you don't have faith. You don't trust God enough that what he gave you, he the one gave it to you, and he can elevate you into a height that you will never touch again. And that's why stop being afraid of what may come your way. Because if you're patient, you'll know how to work it. The reason why we don't know how to work each other is because we don't know how to wait on each other answer or wait on each other to make the change that we need alone. And can I share something with you? Some of us are afraid to let God just do what he got to do with a person because we're afraid that they'll leave. Can I share something with you? There's some, as a leader, as I've learned, some people you don't need to correct. Life itself got to correct you. And when you let life correct them, then you'll be better. You'll be there to pick them up. That's what I heard God say about my wife the other night. He said, just be there to pick her up. Don't catch her when she falls. Let her fall. Let her feel the pressure of it. But be there to pick her up. Some of us are too quick to let go because it ain't working. Maybe it's time for you to stop talking. Can I say it this way? Maybe it's time for you to shut up and just be present. Build what God tell you to build. And when it's ready, it's going to be so glorious, and the world will behold her glory and their glory as well as yours. But you got to learn how to be patient and wait for God to do the move. You can't get up and try to keep on operating and God ain't moving. That's what we got going on in the land. We have too many people impatient. We got microwave Christians. We got microwave preachers that's behind the pulpit. Some have been called and some haven't been called. Some is chosen by God and some is not. And I'm not saying they of the devil. What I'm saying is they have a zeal that's not according to knowledge. They're so quick to get up to preach. They're so quick and think preaching is the only thing connected to their gift and connected to who they are. But in patience, you will understand that's not the only thing. You got to understand. It's not the only thing. It's not the only thing to preach. Young preachers, it's not just about preaching. Literally, if we start fathering people again and literally raising them up correctly and not giving them a stage to preach on before they should preach, we'll see people change and get delivered for real. Because people are not patient in the gift they're in because everybody want to be the head. Exercising Gentile lordship. And Jesus said, not so among you. We're too much caring about who's saying what. We want to tear down everybody that don't match our identity, but we're not patient to understand what is God doing in that person's life. We're not patient enough to understand that person. We're not patient to understand what's happening because everybody is not an obstacle and everything is not an obstacle. That's another way I learned how to defeat it. And we'll talk about that another time. Everything is not an obstacle. Everything is not a problem. Everything didn't come to destroy you. Some things came to make you whole. But because you couldn't examine the situation because you wasn't patient and you didn't understand the time of it and you didn't understand the second and the minute of it and you didn't understand the season, You're the one messed up. And we blame everyone else. Stop casting blame. Stop saying one thing and another thing after that. Because we got to stick to one thing and make sure that what we're our yea is yea and our amen is amen. Or our yea is yea and our nay is nay and our amen is amen. Because we are battling in a season, in a time where people have lost hope in the church. Because the church looks weak, but the church is not weak. We're acting weak because we want to fit with the world. But we need to come out from among them and be ye separate and love the people saved again. It's okay to be mocked. It's okay not to be liked. Yes, Lord. Creflo Dollar came out and he asked everybody for a jet at one time. And God spoke to me today and he said, I want you to tell, I want you to talk to Bishop. He said, and when I want you to talk to him about Creflo Dollar, he said, I want you to tell him to get back on his post and be what he was before everybody came against him because he asked for a jet from his church. He got multiple things he got to do. So the jet was a ministry, not necessarily pleasure. So he asked that question and so many people got upset at him. Doesn't the Bible says ask and it shall be given to you, seek and ye shall find? So if he asked for it, he didn't go trickery. He didn't try to go around the corner with it. He asked them directly. And watch this. It's nothing wrong with the prosperity gospel if it's balanced with righteousness. Because Peter said, I wish above all things, brethren, that you may prosper even and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So prosperity is important. We just got too many people that is taking hold to these things to edify themselves, but not enough people understanding how to balance it out. Creflo Dollar, I don't know if he's a bishop or not. I don't know him, but Creflo Dollar. Creflo Dollar is a man that always taught biblical truth, but he came from that post and now shaped up and shifted for people to honor him. But he want the people that claim to serve God to honor him, but he need to get back on his post. But he's a patient man. And God chose him, and God anointed him. And because he did something biblical, the world bashed him. Because they don't agree with what he did. So I have a question and I pose the question. According to scripture, the priest did not have an inheritance among the people. The priest's job was to take care of the things of the church. The people, yes, tithes and offering was for the priest. If we teach, it was for them to bring it for the priest to be able to have meat and food because the priest is watching for people's souls in the temple. The priest is sacrificing for sins and always got to hear what your problem is. His life was a part of the temple, which means he couldn't come down and go out in the natural and work a 9-to-5 because he was too busy caring about the temple. And in that time when they was caring about the temple, everybody didn't have a problem with giving to the priest. But the priest was supposed to take care of the widow and the fatherless and those that are hungry. That's what the church is supposed to do. We're supposed to take the tithes and offering, take care of it, do what we got to do, and make sure everybody else around us that's homeless, that's lacking, we're supposed to take care of them. That's the biblical way. And what happens is we get caught up inside of the mentality. Watch this. We get caught up in the mentality that we got to be the ones to correct everything but not be biblically sound. Holiness is also prosperity. Prosperity doesn't mean house, cars, and money all the time. Prosperity specifically means that we are succeeding and being able to receive and have because of God's goodness through the Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We're fighting so many different battles. We're fighting so many different identities. There's an identity crisis because too many people are not patient. Satan is running our houses. Satan is running the church because we don't understand Satan has a kingdom and leaders too. And we got to be careful of them. But what about the ones that only look for the money and the prestige of what they look like? Now, there's nothing wrong with looking nice because I do love to look nice. I love to dress nice. Apostle Cunningham said, bring back suits. I told my wife, been telling my wife, I got to get me some more suits to start wearing for church before he said that. And I was telling her, I got to do this. And when he said that, I'm like, man, he bear witness with my spirit. He looked nice in the suit he had on. What is wrong of us patting each other on the back and saying, congratulations, I'm proud of you. You're such a good person. You, God, got great works for you. You're going to be this and you're going to overcome. If we learn how to work the work of faith and stop trying to be impatient and trying to produce ourselves to be some great power like Simeon did and then miss God in the process, because people are not being helped. Because we don't understand the time. We don't understand. We don't understand our purpose. Some of us got purpose from God and don't even understand how to work the purpose, because we're trying to work everything else but the purpose that God gave. Let us run this race with patience. And if we run with patience, we'll see. And we seek God diligently through patience. We'll be able to reach heights that no man can ever take away. Listen, I love you. I thank God for all of you that will come on. And until next time, this is Unity Talks. I'm your host, Apostle Farrell, on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Farrell, only on LA Talk Radio.